It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and industries, including retail, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, emerging technologies, real estate, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, we begin each show by thanking a number of people that have been instrumental in making it such a success. Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, thank you. Rena, Srilly, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. They play a great support role for the show. Thank you. And of course, the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you very, very much. And of course, a special thank you to the amazing guests that we've had on the show. We recently had Johannes Boenkopf. He is the president of North America. He is the president, again, of Sixt Car Rental, North America division. Special thank you to him. Dan Grossman, Chief Operating Officer of Maven. That's a division of GM. And of course, so many other great guests. We've had Jack Canfield on the show, Shep Hyken, Paul Massey. He's running for mayor of New York. Joe Loda, he was the former head of the MTA here in New York City. James Rosebush, former senior advisor to Ronald Reagan. Dan Sullivan, Jim Malcolm, president of Rico North America. Josh Moore, general manager at Uber. Captain Sully Sullenberger, that was a famous one that we had. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. We also want to remind the listeners that each week we have a great giveaway, and we'll be talking more about that during the commercial break. And it's available to enter. Will be the text is 22828. You put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered. But we'll have more on that giveaway during the commercial break. We now go to our incredible guest this evening. We have none other than Mark Blount. Mark was had a long and successful career in the NBA, played for a number of teams, including, of course, the Celtics and Miami Heat. After retiring from the NBA, Mark achieved tremendous success as a business owner and real estate investor and has been involved in his own businesses and with some franchises. And therefore, we thought it would be an incredible addition of Mind Your Business to talk with a superstar in the world of sports and also a superstar in the world of business and see how the metaphor works in terms of the two. So therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. We're going to talk about basketball, what it has in common with business, and how to successfully balance long-term and short-term goals, and how you could score a triple-double in business. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Mark Blount. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
It's going to be an exciting show. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's talk about when you first got drafted and life in the NBA.
Well, when I first got drafted, I was the last pick of the second round, and after not making the Seattle Supersonics back in '97, I had to toll in the minor leagues, which helped me today in the business world. Working on my craft and fine-tuning my abilities to be able to make it in the NBA and help the team succeed in winning.
Now, let's move along in 2004. The big news, I'm just reading it here off ESPN, Blount agrees to six-year, $41 million with the Celtics. What was that like?
Oh, that was unbelievable. It's just... the years in the minor leagues and all the naysayers out there just not giving me a chance, and then being able to make it to the summer league and play a couple of years with Boston and go to Denver and then come back to Boston and be able to show my worth, and for them to give me that contract was invigorating, and but that was just the beginning, you know. It was just, you know, getting a contract and being able to still progress and still add something to my abilities and my game through the years to be able to fulfill the contract, which led me to a 10-year NBA career.
Amazing. But let's even, you touched on it and you said it so well. What is it like for someone that tries so hard day in and day out? And, you know, sometimes the future is bright, sometimes it's bleak, and sometimes the person just doesn't know. And then when that big moment happens, what is that? Just describe it.
It's kind of like an out-of-body experience, especially when you've, you know, been to training camps, been to, in the NBA, been to Europe, and still haven't been able to grab onto something and to be able to fulfill it. It's definitely satisfying. It's, you know, kind of like an out-of-body experience. Like, this is really happening, and being able to still fulfill it and to be able to, you know, keep people keep progressing. You know, it doesn't matter. When I first started, I was told, you know, you're like an independent contractor here, so you got to be able to bring something to the table every year, and that's what I kept doing. Kept trying to progress my game to be able to help the Celtics and the rest of the teams succeed.
Now, an interesting question. We know that, you know, a big part of the game itself, of course, is winning and all that goes with that, and filling the seats in a stadium, etc. How important are relationships? Like, even when they wooed you to come back to the Celtics, is it all money, or is it there's relationship involved as well in making such decisions?
Oh, definitely. For me, it's a relationship. I had a couple of offers, one or two offers from another team that summer before I signed back with the Boston. For me, it was just a no-brainer. Just for somebody, for organization to be able to give me the time and energy and let me progress over the first few years I was in the NBA. Was very helpful to me, and so I just stuck to my guns and stayed loyal, and went back to Boston.
Wow. Let's move on to the world of business. So you had a successful career in the NBA, and then you moved into the business world, and we're going to talk about it from many different angles. I understand you first, you were involved with franchises. Maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, for the franchising, the industry was a very eye-opening for me. You know, as they have their own brand and product, you're pretty much just managing the store and stuff like that. What you really want to understand about franchising is you got to have a passion for what you want to do. For me, I was with Focus Brand and out of Atlanta, and was able to open up a couple locations of Annie Ann's and Cinnabon's, which are under their umbrella.
Nice.
During that time, I was very excited about it, very, very enthusiastic about it, and wanted to be a part of it. It's 2 years into running three locations. I didn't know I'd be burnt out of 10 to 12 hours and running staff and product and all this stuff and inventory, which was definitely something different. But being with a great franchise definitely helped me learn, and they were able to help me out during the process.
Now, of course, we're going to talk about business as well, but what takeaways would you say are different between a franchise and running a business?
Franchise and running a business, for me, it was pretty much on the same line. I mean, it was pretty much every day, nonstop. You know, you walk in the door and you're just looking at everything. You're looking at your storefront. You're looking at your product. You're looking at your employees, how they're dressed. I mean, it's all aligned for me. I thought that running a running a successful business started with me, first of all, having the guidance to lead and being able to tell my employees how things should run so we all can be successful, and then also making sure that on the corporate level that they're satisfied in what I'm doing and we're growing together.
Wow. Let's move now to the world of business. Okay, we know, of course, basketball fans, triple double. I understand you have an incredible model that you share with people about the triple double business model. Maybe we could start discussing it in detail. So, part one, let's talk about starting a business, right? And again, this is your model. I'd love to hear it, you know, as you say it so well. Again, the triple double business model. How would you describe it?
Triple double business model, like I was saying before, is everybody wants to get into something. Everybody wants to be able to make money during the business world and stuff. But you know, I always start with your passion, being able, you know, with the points part of it, the passion, being able to put together the resources, the funds to be able to run a business. These are first and foremost. When you're thinking about the business world, and then also trying to find a business that is not oversaturated with a lot of new entrepreneurs trying to get into it in that period of time that you're looking at to get into a business.
Got you. Okay, so that's part one. Now, actually, there are, of course, two more parts to this triple-double process, and we're actually going to pick it up right after the commercial break. I want to just remind the audience, you are listening to Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is Mark Blount. Yes, you've heard the name, probably on this station as well. Actually, we're located high atop Madison Square Garden, so you've been to the garden before, I'm sure. I mean, obviously.
Several times.
Many times. Right, usually just putting fear in the other side because you've been with the Celtics and the Heat. So
we enjoyed a lot of battles there. Wow. It's great to be in the garden.
It's amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to continue with Mark Blount. You're tuned to Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. Just a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Hi, Yitzhak Saflis here. I want to remind the audience about the incredible executive book collection that we're giving away to one lucky winner. Only one lucky winner is going to win all these 16 books. And all you have to do is send a text, 22828, that's the number, 22828, and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And you're automatically entered to win all these 16 books, but it's all going to one lucky winner. The value is $350. It's actually probably worth a lot more, but that's the technically the retail value of all these books. I'm going to read off some of these titles here. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. That book in and of itself is worth it to join this. What about the book Motivate This by Steve Rizzo? Lead Sell or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon. What about Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? The Price of Prosperity by Todd Buchholz. Sean Miller wrote The New Face of Your Brand. That book. What about Unique Ability by Julia Roller? I mean, the list goes on. All these books can be yours for free by entering the sweepstakes. How could I forget? Jay Baer wrote the book Hug Your Haters. That's an amazing book. It sounds a little crazy, but he knows what he's talking about. Hug Your Haters by Jay Baer. That's also included in this incredible giveaway. It's going to one lucky winner. And I want to remind you, the deadline is this coming Tuesday, December 20th at 5 p.m. So there's not much time left. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB. Send it to 22828, and you're automatically entered. Good luck. You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening, Mark Blount, the famous NBA star, and now actually in the business world, and this we're going to talk about the metaphor between basketball and business. Well, before you discussed about the triple-double in business, and we discussed part one about setting up a business, starting a business, and of course you got to find your passion. Part two, growing a business, the rebounds. Maybe you could talk about that aspect now, Mark.
Well, all the parts of growing a business comes down to the team that you have around you. You know, just for me initially, not knowing the franchise business, it was very important to make sure I had the right team between the managers, the shift leaders, and then to the regular employees. I think that was the most important thing, making sure that everybody was able to work together, because it's when you're in the franchise business, it's just long days. It's just 8 to 12 hours, and it's never ending. So you want to, especially from the manager part of it, making sure the numbers are there and what you can do to be able to assist the business, growing the business. You know, it might be adding a new product or understanding your location and where most of your customers are wanting from you. The product has to look good, and it has to appear to be the best product out there, even though you're not the only one probably selling that individual product at that particular time. But the eyes definitely attract to what you're selling, and that could be from the men to female to kids. You definitely want to make sure that when you're growing your business and being able to continually have customers, bring repeat customers, and you want to know that they're satisfied with your offering them.
Right. Now, I imagine that that's one benefit of a franchise over your own business, the fact that you kind of the ramp up, the, you know, from out the gate, you get a head start because they kind of have existing branding and existing models of getting product, etc. Whereas if someone's on their own, it's kind of really from scratch.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's not like being in Florida, where I'm at, you know, definitely my target is location.
Right.
I don't have the New York traffic like you guys have on the side streets.
Right.
You stop here, maybe you won't, but
right.
Location is definitely one of the parts of making sure that the yearly traffic is there, and being able to being able to advertise to them and bring in seasonal and yearly products that that they will enjoy.
Now, one of the things that you have down on your triple-double model that you talk about is, of course, the concept and the critical concept. And I want to stress that the audience of this show comprises primarily of small to medium-sized business owners, so they could really appreciate this. And that is the idea about charting out short-term goals and long-term goals. Maybe you could discuss that.
They're both short-term and long-term goals. They're both going to financially affect the business. So, what you really want to do is be able to map out what is most important, or what is needed at the at your business at the particular time. And I'm sure every list is different, but I'm sure they're all pretty fairly long. But the short-term goals, you want to be able to make sure they're quick, efficient. Not costly to be able to continue to make money while you're at your business. Short term goals shouldn't affect anything, stoppage of work or being able to make funds or grow your business at that particular time. The long term might be something like a big purchase. Then maybe added an employee, multi-unit manager, district manager, something that might be a little bit down the road or in the foreseen future that you might want to add to your business. And these are very important because as you grow and you become to expand, being able to have the right people in the area in your business, and in the area of your business to PR, could even be a web designer or anything like that, but definitely having the material and the people and especially the, it might be even for me when I was with the franchise, I was able to bring in maybe a dual or triple espresso machine for my cafe, so my European visitors and guests were able to sit down and enjoy a coffee or espresso while their kids were enjoying their snack.
Well, now, part three of the triple-double, we talk about the blocking. And, of course, part two is referring to the rebounds. Part three, the blocks. How would you bring that out for that metaphor for business?
For me, the blocks were just assessing everything that you have and being able to understand that things in business happen. Employees are lost, equipment are definitely able to fail, and being able to grow from a circumstance that you couldn't be able to foresee, and being able to stay ahead of that is very important. Most businesses that fail don't forget to get to look down the road and to be able to continue offering their product to the guest that's at their location. So many times you hear people, "I thought this location was there," and part of that is because just being able to stay in the location, stay keeping the business afloat, being able to deter from unfortunate situations is very important because things happen, life happens,
right.
And being able to stay ahead of the game is very important in the block process of the triple-double.
So it's amazing. Again, my guest this evening, Mark Blount of the NBA, bringing the analogy from basketball to the business world, and then the triple-double, which I'm just going to repeat it here. Part one is which was referring to, of course, scoring points, starting a business and getting it up and running. Part two is the rebounds from the basketball world, and that, of course, refers to growing the business, scaling the business, achieving short-term and long-term goals. And part three is the blocks, which of course is making sure that you're aware of competitive threats and making sure that everything is going smoothly within the operation on a regular basis. We're going to take a short commercial break. You're tuned to Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCbizradio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Hi, Yitzhak Saflis here. I want to remind the audience about the incredible executive book collection that we're giving away to one lucky winner. Only one lucky winner is going to win all these 16 books. And all you have to do is send a text, 22828, that's the number, 22828, and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And you're automatically entered to win all these 16 books, but it's all going to one lucky winner. The value is $350. It's actually probably worth a lot more, but that's the technically the retail value of all these books. I'm going to read off some of these titles here. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. That book in and of itself is worth it to join this. And again, all you have to do is send a text 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered. What about the book Motivate This by Steve Rizzo? Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon. What about Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? The Price of Prosperity by Todd Buchholz. Sean Miller wrote The New Face of Your Brand. That book. What about Unique Ability by Julia Roller? I mean, the list goes on. All these books can be yours for free by entering the sweepstakes. How could I forget? Jay Baer wrote the book Hug Your Haters. That's an amazing book. It sounds a little crazy, but he knows what he's talking about. Hug Your Haters by Jay Baer. That's also included in this incredible giveaway. It's going to one lucky winner. And I want to remind you, the deadline is this coming Tuesday, December 20th at 5 p.m. So there's not much time left. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB. Send it to 22828, and you're automatically entered. Good luck. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCbizradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Mark Blount, the famous NBA star, primarily with the Celtics and the Miami Heat. He's been to the Garden many times. Do you have any particular, and again, 77 WABC is right above Madison Square Garden. Awesome. Literally, it's on the same block. So,
awesome, love it.
So, any memorable games at the Garden?
Oh, yes, a few with Boston and there was a couple there with Miami. We always, I can't remember a particular game, but it always got tense down there.
It's a great rivalry. Oh, tell me about it. We're in New York.
A lot of trash talking going on, but the guys are definitely into it.
Let's talk about the just another analogy that I'd love to ask you. We know that, of course, the clock is such an integral part of basketball. Any lessons that you would say that have to do with kind of clock management in basketball to a business?
Time in the basketball world is always counting down, and same as the business world. If you're not prepared, you're probably already late. So being able to manage your time and making sure that you're using your time to help your business and help your employees is very important. For me, it's being able to oversee everything at the overall level when it comes even from staffing all the way down to inventory, which is very important.
Right. Now, here's another question that has to do with the game, and day in and day out, it's this physical preparation and mental preparation. How would you tie that into the business? I mean, how let's even go to your days in the NBA. How critical was the physical and the mental preparation before each game?
Well, I'm glad I was an athlete because I was on my feet a lot of hours in the location. So I'm glad I was already in shape for that. Right. Having that part down, being on your feet is definitely a full-time task, and then being able to manage three locations at one time keeps you on the road and keeps you busy, and you're always communicating with the crew, you're always communicating with your distributors, you're always communicating with corporate and showing up to meetings. So, being able to understand those aspects of knowing how to delegate a little bit more and not thinking you're the king of the roost will definitely help you and
right.
not burn yourself out in a quick or timely fashion.
Wow. Now, in your opinion, what's the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make?
The biggest mistakes in which one?
Entrepreneurs, small business owners, people really trying to duke it out.
Okay.
What's that biggest mistake that you've spotted that, like, oh, man, when they just can't make that error?
I've seen from finding a location and just bringing in their equipment and opening it up without even remodeling or renovating. I've seen that. I've seen renovating way too much and not being able to recover. I've seen staffing issues.
You mean either overstaffing or understaffing?
Correct. Very true. Very true. Yeah. Definitely overstaffing. And then also the biggest one is location, being able to have the right location. I've seen people in the wrong location, so it's sad, because a lot of people have had investors or used their own money to come into these business, but they don't have the different parts of the education of understanding how to make sure that business is thriving and moving forward in the right way. And these mistakes are costly, and it hurts everyone.
Yeah. Now, you touched on staffing, so I just want to ask, we know that, in every sport, and certainly basketball is no different, the critical nature of teamwork. How critical is it? First, maybe let's go back to the NBA, working with others, passing the ball, or as opposed to someone that just, tries to do it all on their own. How important is teamwork to winning?
Well, it's very, very important, just having every part understanding what needs to be done so they're able to make sure everything's flowing. It's like I say, it would start with me to make sure I'm doing everything I need for my location, and then also for the employees there. They have to understand that if every part is moving fluid, then success is a part of it, and it will be it will be steady and continue. If you have one part that's not working, you know how that goes. But you want to be able to make sure that everyone's working together and passing and assisting and all that and all the other things that are needed in location. If one person drops off, make sure there's another person there to be able to step up and prepare to step in the shoes.
Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask you a question, and you could, if you want, you could answer it in any way you wish. Who is the best coach that you've interacted with? You'd say he was just special. He was the best coach I've ever had.
He's actually sitting on the bench in Philadelphia with the 76ers right now. What a good man, Jim O'Brien. He was in Boston for a long time, and he gave me a great opportunity to prove myself. So, good man and also a great coach. So, definitely.
And what would you say is one of the notable takeaways or one of the notable points? You'd say I learned this from him.
I learned that if you don't work hard and understand the fundamentals and understand the game at the highest level, that you will be short-lived and you won't be around in this league long. He was able to spend time with our team and not only me but individual people on the team to make sure that they're striving to be the best they can be as a player and as a young man or man.
It's interesting. A couple of months back, we had on the show Peter Shankman. He's a very famous individual in the social media world especially, and he had a great line. He said, be brilliant at the basics. And you even touched on it about the fundamentals. It's great to do special stuff, but kind of be brilliant at the basics. How good is that line?
That is awesome. I love it. I think he's spot on with that, because from there you have grassroots.
Right.
Being able to jump the gun in the business world or in basketball, being able to just go ahead and start at 10, but you haven't did 1 through 9, could be costly and could not see the fruits of your labor, and everything could be short-lived. So definitely the bases are very important in anything you're doing.
Yeah. My guest this evening, Mark Blount, from the NBA pro turned business mogul. We have him right here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday, this entire episode will be up on WABCBizRadio.com. As are all past episodes, the one we had with Peter Shankman. It's there. You just go onto the website, you click on his picture, and his interview sitting right there. In fact, by his interview, he was in studio, so we had him as a video as well. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile-friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Hi, Yitzhak Saftless here. I want to remind the audience about the incredible executive book collection that we're giving away to one lucky winner. Only one lucky winner is going to win all these 16 books. And all you have to do is send a text, 22828, that's the number, 22828, and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And you're automatically entered to win all these 16 books, but it's all going to one lucky winner. The value is $350. It's actually probably worth a lot more, but that's the technically the retail value of all these books. I'm going to read off some of these titles here. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. That book in and of itself is worth it to join this. And again, all you have to do is send a text 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered. What about the book Motivate This by Steve Rizzo? Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon. What about Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? The Price of Prosperity by Todd Buchholz. Sean Miller wrote The New Face of Your Brand. That book. What about Unique Ability by Julia Roller? I mean, the list goes on. All these books can be yours for free by entering the sweepstakes. How could I forget? Jay Baer wrote the book Hug Your Haters. That's an amazing book. It sounds a little crazy, but he knows what he's talking about. Hug Your Haters by Jay Baer. That's also included in this incredible giveaway. It's going to one lucky winner. And I want to remind you, the deadline is this coming Tuesday, December 20th at 5 p.m. So there's not much time left. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB. Send it to 22828, and you're automatically entered. Good luck. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening, Mark Blount, NBA star that was with the Heat and Celtics and others, and then went into the business world. And we're, of course, talking so many analogies from basketball to business and how they sync and what lessons we could learn. Just to kibitz a bit, Mark, I'm sure you still visit New York City, and you know what happens when you come by the Garden. You know, you give.
I can't believe they still recognize my face. They're like, Mark. So every once in a while, when I'm up there, somebody knows me, or if I'm passing the NBA building over there, somebody definitely knows me. I'm like 41, but they still remember me. I guess that's New York for you. Huh?
New York is a sports town, especially, you know, if it's Boston, it's an opposing team in Boston. So whether it's the Yankees, Red Sox, or the Celtics, and of course the Knicks, you know, it's New York is a sports town.
Yes, I'm waiting for my Yankees to get it together this next year or 2 years and get back on top again. It's been a while.
Okay, so one second. You are a Yankees fan, I take it.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, how did they handle that when you were in Boston?
Oh, I kept my mouth very
quiet. You kept
quiet.
It to yourself. I was gonna...
You're like, you want to go to Red Sox game? Okay, that sounds good. You know, I just right, you status just, quo, you know.
And be polite and play along.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the metaphors that have to do with the game and business. Why is it important for investors to be insightful and kind of do all their homework, you know, as they enter the market and invest in a company?
As an investor, it's it's the first and foremost before you even decide to sign anything or do anything. There's a lot of legwork to be done, and for me, it was a lot of traveling and talking to other franchises and other franchisees and understanding the business completely of how it's supposed to be run. That was a lot of travel time. There's a lot of personal time, but it was definitely well worth it. I think that was for my goal and for my business, that's what I needed to do to be able to become successful at my investment. I needed to spend the extra time and resources to be able to have the information I need to be successful.
Now, we live in a time when things happen so quick and everyone's on their phones, et cetera, and people are eager. And if, let's say, someone's looking to get into business, but they don't check out, they don't do their due diligence, how much of a threat is that to their success?
It's a big threat, and like I was saying, a lot of investors, young investors, or people that, they might not have the resources to be able to do a lot of the traveling and stuff like that. But there's plenty of information mm-hmm. online that can be able to help them and to make sure they don't fall down the pitfalls that most investors do when they're about to begin a small business or any venture with a partner or anything like that.
Now, what tips would you share on the, kind of the right time to liquidate from their investment or et cetera? What would be that right spot you'd say, okay, now it's time to cash out?
For me, on my real estate, when I bought those rentals, and they were very successful, and they were renovated properly and brought up to code, I was actually approached and wasn't even looking to sell, and then I was able to find a firm that could educate me more on the selling of something like that, and they found out that the buyer was legitimate, and he was very adamant, and he wanted to make sure that the transition went well. So, I was in a stage where I was fine at selling my first venture. So I went through the process and understood that at that time that it was going to be beneficial for me, and it turned out well.
Wow. Any other secrets on again cashing out or kind of knowing when a person should potentially say, okay, it's time for me to move on from that opportunity?
First and foremost, being able to make sure your product, like I was saying earlier in the points, but your product looks appealing, looks great. With my real estate and locations that I had that were sold and bought by other people, they walked in, they see everything is up to code, everything is working well, everything looks great, and then towards the end that there's no big liabilities on the property or whatever the business. Those are some of the areas you want to make sure that that are clean and clear before you even think about selling your business out, because those could be a hindrance in the end when you're trying to move on to another investment, or just you don't have the passion for that business anymore.
Now, another question that, and I, this is interesting how it ties into your career. Obviously, you've done, you know, during your years in the NBA, did a tremendous amount of travel. Of course, traveling then is different because you have a lot of, you know, extra hands, as they say, from the team with help, etc. But from those days, and even now as an investor, any tips on, and certainly your height makes a difference. You're a tall fellow. Yeah. And any tips on for travel, for a business traveler?
Business travel? We were everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see as I'm getting older, it's wearing on me. But I like to travel first flight out in the morning and be able to get where I'm going and get situated and make sure have all my points I want to go over with, keep talking to myself and making sure I'm ready to go. I don't like last-minute rushing, so preparation is definitely a key for me. And then good luck in the airports. You know, they're just it's nonstop and always busy. So I would refer to getting up and being able to get where you're going and having plenty of time to make sure you're comfortable and ready to be with partners, future investors, or touring around, or whatever it may be, to make sure you're prepared and ready to go.
Wow. I can't believe how fast the time goes when we're on the radio like this. What a great show. As we approach the close, this incredible interview we had with Mark Blount, NBA pro turned business, business mogul involved with franchises and businesses. In case you're just tuning into the show, no worries. In a couple of days, it will be available at WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com, both on the iTunes channel and to listen on your computer. It will, and again, of course, all the past episodes are all available at WABCBizRadio.com. But as we approach the close, Mark, any final takeaways? Again, this show primarily is comprised of small business owners and medium-sized business owners. What takeaways would you like to share?
I would say that make sure that you really love or passionate about what you're doing, and take care of it like it's your baby. And when you get telling you something's wrong, it's probably right. Something is going wrong, and you need to make some changes and adjust and be able to understand that businesses are. Go through your cycles, but as long as you're ready for the change and you understand your company, you will be successful by staying on top of it.
Amazing. That was Mark Blount, NBA star, now he's in the business world. Mark, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me. When I come up to the city, I'll come in and
absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. That was Mark Blount from the NBA. Great perspective and great analogies from the game of basketball to the game of business, if you will. So many great analogies. No worries if you're just tuning in now, because it will all be available at WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. As we approach the close, I want to remind the audience about the incredible giveaway that we have, 16 for 2016. Again, we're giving away 16 incredible executive business books. And the sweepstakes ends this coming Tuesday, December 20th. So at 5 o'clock. So that's it. It's running out in literally 2 days, less than 2 days from now. So therefore, I just want to remind you to enter. All you have to do is send a text to 22828 and put in the three letters MYB for Mind Your Business. MYB 22828. and you're automatically entered to win this incredible giveaway. I mean, there's so many books in here. Communication the Cleveland Clinic Way by Adrienne Boise. What about Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon? Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. Motivate This by Steve Rizzo. Rising to Power by Ron Carucci. The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. The New Face of Your Brand by Sean Miller. What about Think Big and Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett? That's even autographed. And many of these books are autographed by the author. A Rise to the Top by Chuck Garcia. This is incredible business. The value of these books, if you went to buy them, is $350. And the value with their signatures, of course, is a lot more. And if you read it, you'll make millions. I mean, you should. If you follow the instructions and you're passionate about what you do, you follow all the important, you know, mile markers along the way for growing a business, you should do very well. But these books are an incredible value, and it can be yours for free. It's all going to one lucky winner. Only one person is getting this. And all you have to do is send a text to join to text 22828 and put in the letters MYB, Mind Your Business. Again, send a text 22828 MYB and you're automatically entered to win this incredible, these 16 books, and it's all going to one lucky winner. Well, with that, we bring the show to a close. Up next is going to be John Batchelor here on 77 WABC, and tune in again next Sunday evening for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.